Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Paciorek. Batting third. The center fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bill Almon. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Walker reaches second base with a double. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Law moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Hill moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paciorek. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Paciorek steals second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kiefer pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We moved to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hill. Davis moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Tom Paciorek. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Harold Baines now playing right field. Jerry Dibzinski now playing Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan bunts towards third. Law can't make a play. That's a base hit. Juan Agosto now pitching. Tony Phillips pinch runs for Joe Morgan. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. Mike Heath pinch hits for Dan Meyer. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Heath reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Bert Roberge now pitching. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Bruce Bochy. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Jeff Burrows. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Heath scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Roberge catches it and throws to first to double up Hancock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Greg Luzinski. Bill Almone now playing first base. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.